on keeping on. Romans chapter 5, and start reading in verse 17. And I'm going to preach what the Bible's written about this morning. Anybody know that the Bible's written about two things? The whole of this Bible, if you look at it, the theme of this whole Bible is man's ruin and God's remedy. There's a lot in between the covers, but that's basically what the Bible is about, and that's what the message is this morning, man's ruin and God's remedy. So I'll begin reading here in Romans chapter 5 and verse 17. For sin and grace. Sin is a great king. Sin came into this world and Satan, the king of this age, and then you have a question, right? The God and we don't have to have a PhD in psychology at the moment. That this you know, in these two different areas, in this that man is religious by his very nature, and it's a man thing. I heard this little story over the week. I went to a Bible conference. A preacher was telling me, went downtown where he was living, and they was having a parade down there, and he went down to the parade. He said he was standing there on the street, and this drunk came across the street, come up and was talking to him. And he said it didn't make any sense. He smelled like liquor, just a nuisance. And he tried to talk to him and wasn't getting any place. And he said, why don't you just go away and sleep it off and get off the out of the public, said, you're a nuisance. And that fellow said, about the Lord, and I know it wouldn't help anything, you're drunk. But he said, I'm the pastor of a church up the road here. Oh! That's religion. Man is ruined. Sin ruined him, but by nature he is religious. Religion is when you talk to different people in different areas from the other. But the Lord, it's not. There's only salvation in Him. In Ephesians 1:7, it is the blood of Jesus Christ, God. You look at the news every day. You go. This is a fact. Left to himself. See, man's condition is not. People that had a really low esteem of themselves. You go out here and boy, people are on top of the mountain. You doing all right? You know, God tells man not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly and righteously. Because man has universally said, anybody know where that started? You know where that started, brother? Anybody? We think it started with John Dewey back in the 20s in our educational system. I go further back than that. When Satan, what humanism is, a self-God. Man, the day that Adam partake of that fruit, he died spiritually. And later on, chapter 5, my favorite, go through the city. See, my this condition before verse 19 of our text. That's the fact of it. When you don't know, when you don't understand that, Romans 6:23 says, for the wages of sin is death. No man can turn his finger to heaven and say, God, it's because. What if your payday came up? Whatever day you get paid. Boss never showed up. The paymaster never showed up. You'd be expecting to pay them. Maybe you can make an excuse for one day or 2 days, but what about for a few weeks or a few months? You'd say, man, you owe me my wages. I earned that. Well, that's the condition man is in. He brought himself. You He is spiritually dead. Spiritually dead. The same. And sinneth not. Romans 3:23, for I know God. Now, I looked pretty good this morning. I took a shower and I shaved and put some of that smelly stuff so I didn't upset my wife and put this nice coat and pants on. I look pretty good, don't I? But morally and spiritually, how does a lost man look before God? And this is where people get mad at preachers and people that's trying to see them saved. You'll never be saved until you see your condition before God. If you're here, if you're listening to the sound of my voice, man is spiritually dead. He is morally dead. When I give you that scripture, you know what I thought? You know, I noticed something when I was a little boy. That guy come out and he always had one rag in his back pocket. Anybody remember? Is anybody that old as me remember that? What was wrong with that old rag he had in his back pocket? He'd go in, he'd walk on the car, and he'd take that rag out, and he'd wipe his hand and put it back. He'd come out and check the here today. Filthy, wasn't it? All kinds of grime and oil and grease and smudge and dirt and brake fluid and everything. But morally corrupt, spiritually corrupt man is just like that old rag that attendant had in his pocket. That's what the Bible pictures us as, dead in sins. And what do you see when you look out? If you look through the eyes of God, out here in this world. I had a woman tell me one time, she asked me to preach her dad's funeral. And she goes like this, and don't. Spiritual condition. What was she buying? Giving $10. That's cheap, isn't it? Well, my salvation, I'm going to show you, cost much, much, much more than that. And it was given as a gift. Man is at enmity with God. Man in his lost condition under the influence of Satan is at enmity. He's the enemy of God. The common man. He said, He's not subject to laws of God, but indeed can be. What are we judged for? By the law. In verse 20, moreover, while hearing that the offense, not about what the not subject to God's laws, subject to his own will, does his own. I had a young man tell me one time, he said, "Preacher, you can't pull my chain." I said, "Bless God, pull your chain." But I You know where that young man was the last time I saw him? He was on a cane. I walked in a restaurant one day, something I was driving. There he was. He's on a cane. He's about 45 years old now. That ain't been that long ago. He saw me, walked over and hugged me with big tears in his eyes. He knew I told him the truth. He didn't go and deal harshly with him. To bring His ways is not God's ways. His heart. Tom and I knew a lady, married. I won't tell you, you'd know who she was if I told you. Her husband was filthy rich. He was a well-known. He had those little plastic money cards. And no matter how much he makes, those cards was always overdrawn. She'd go out and pay $700-$800 for a dress for her daughter. She'd go on a vacation, maybe spend $10,000, $15,000, $20,000. Boy, she's living hell in the hog, wasn't she? Well, what if her... You pay the... I'm telling you... Well, she's... Okay, I agree with you. If you had four or five cards and she didn't have a job, she depended on her husband for her livelihood, how would she ever pay them off? Even if she stopped spending, she had bankrupted. That... See what I'm saying? Man, What are you going to do about those? You can't call back yesterday or the day before. Have nothing to do with man. It's not a you go to the doctor. Prescribes medicine, just like that little huffer I showed you here a minute ago. Somebody developed that. And my doctor prescribed. I went to the doctor and he gave me a prescription. And the nurse and the general salvation, if you look at it, what? You know what I'm saying. But God, excuse me from all that sin. Take a look. If you're keeping them in what I put in you, unless you are believing God, there's everything in there. If I didn't believe you, Christ was a perfect, morally, holy man. He was God to come down, as we saw in Luke 19:10. He shed what is He made him to be sin for us who knew no sin. That we might. Well, he took that blood he shed. He placed it up on the mercy seat in heaven. And it's the blood of Jesus. When we come. See, God the Father, the great physician, prescribed it. He came up with a remedy. Jesus Christ gives us the antitoxin in his blood. And how's that remedied? Applied. I'll show you how it's applied. In John 5:24, I'll quote it for you for sake of time. He It's the spirit that quickeneth the flesh. Repent. See, one. If you want to turn there, and you have it quickened, they were dead. And trespasses and sins. In verse 5 and 6. Hath quickened us together with Christ. For resurrection. Which guarantees us in Romans 8:11 that heavenly place in Christ Jesus. And as we close, let me give you some facts about the remedy. Sometimes somebody comes up with something new. What's going on with this remedy for the virus vaccine? Some are afraid to take it. Some are too stubborn to take it. And I got this news yesterday. Can you believe this? If you have your child, you ever hear something stupid as this? In 5 to 10 years, it's foolishness and nonsense. See, folks, that's the human mind. That's a new remedy. And everybody comes up with something new about that remedy it's going to do. Now, folks, I'm telling you, for the remedy for man's sin and ruin and death and damnation, this is an old remedy. It was preached in Eden in Genesis 3:15. Where the seed of that was a gospel. It's not. It's no remedy. You know what I mean? It's the only remedy. John. And by me. It's in the person. And it is a sure remedy. My dad told me a story, a true story, when I was a little boy. We were good friends with our family doctor. He'd come by our house and hang out with Dad when he had time. He had this lady. She was a hypochondriac. Can you tell me what that is, Brother Greg? You're into medicine. After, tell me what a hypochondriac. Anybody said that's what she was. She'd come to the doctor every week or every 2 weeks. And Dad said, "What'd you do?" He said, "I healed her." He said, "What'd you do?" He said, "One morning she come in." He said, "I got a syringe, needle, got everything ready for her." And I told her, I said, "Look, ma'am, I'm sorry. This is the last. I'll give you this shot. If you live 10 days, you're cured. If you don't live 10 days, you'll die. You're out of here." Dad said, "Really? What'd you have in that?" He said, "Sugar water." That wasn't real cure. That was a meal to get her up. No case is too hard for the Lord. He saves the worst. The worst of the worst. Remember Saul of Tarsus? He was a He wrote 13 books of our Bible after the Lord dealt with him in salvation. But God dealt with him. What is a publican, tax collector, thief, liar? If I've taken anything by the wrong word, he said, "I'll restore it fourfold, change man." What about in the Bible, after the remedy was given to her, was sure remedy, this person of Jesus Christ, what do we see her washing the feet of our Savior? What about sin and crime? Recognize Jesus for who he was as the Savior. What was he was told in his dying breath? Today, me in paradise. In the close of the message, I quote a great Baptist of our past, John Newton. He said, "I was a great sinner, and I met Christ, a mighty Savior." Father, we thank you today for this message. Lord, how it would rejoice our hearts today just to remember where you brought us from, what we were, what we could have been. But yet, Lord, today we have this personal testimony to share with the world that Jesus can save, that man is ruined, and God has a remedy. And that remedy is the blood of Jesus, which he shed on Calvary to cleanse us from our sins. Bless the next message, Lord, we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen.